This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 903 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Apollo Media has put out some new merchandise, Dell. On the front, it says F-U-N-K, Funk, Altuve.
Okay.
And on the back, it says Funk, Altuve, his greatest hits. 2017 AL MVP, 3 batting titles, 6-time All-Star, 5-time Silver Slugger, Gold Glove, 2019 ALCS MVP.
The industry for pro Astros stuff, combating negative Astros stuff, is something maybe you want to get into.
Yeah. Because it's buy. Us.
Yeah.
Funk Altuve. It's like a, I guess it's a, and they're doing it like those album covers mm-hmm. that sell, you know.
I gotcha.
From the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. From the, yeah, it's a.
It's got it's a 70s kinda, disco type of vibe.
Yeah. I would wear that. Funk Altuve. And I'd like Altuve to start hitting again. That'd be great. I think that'd be I think he's been kind of funky lately, actually. I would really like to see him start, you know, coming through.
Right now, is there something you absolutely think you have to do if you're James Click?
Yeah, you need pitching help. Yeah.
Bullpen specifically?
Yeah, specifically.
And let's face it, that's the least expensive from a standpoint of what you would have to give up. You give up a prospect for a player, you know, something like that. It really depends. would you trade Chaz McCormick for a closer?
Would I trade Chaz McCormick for a closer? I mean, yeah, for a good one. Yeah.
Kimbrel?
I
know you're nervous because he had that stretch where he wasn't as good.
He wasn't very good for a while. I don't know about Kimbrel.
What about Liam Hendricks?
I mean,
they wouldn't. Why would they trade? That's the White Sox.
No, they're in the middle of it. Why would they do that?
Kimbrel. The Padres, Dodgers, you're not getting Hader back. I don't. Oh, man, Josh Hader's. Wow.
Are you positioning Chaz McCormick as one of John's untouchables?
Well, like, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering how untouchable he was.
No, I like Chaz McCormick,
but you're.
I mean, he's just a role player.
What
for
about
you.
Chaz McCormick for? Okay, Brad Hand is at a 107 WHIP. You know, Josh Hader's WHIP right now is .73. Batting average against is .111. Former Astro Josh Hader.
I'm all for getting help. I want it to be a starter. And then move one of the guys or two of the guys into the bullpen, because that seems to work for the Astros in the postseason. So I'm all for it. But whatever the case may be, just get you need some pitching help. You need to bolster
the
bullpen.
Yeah, but the Brewers are also. I had to double check. They're first in the NL. I mean,
what Josh did you Hader's say was Hader's WHIP?
.73.
Kimbrel's .65.
Yeah, but
Kimbrel's even Kimbrel, better.
It's got a resurgence. Something's going on there.
What do you mean?
He was really bad for a while.
Maybe
really
mentally,
bad.
Well, maybe he got his. Maybe he mentally got it back together. He's a .59 ERA.
Yeah, but can you trust that?
I can trust .59 ERAs. Absolutely.
What kind of question?
I trust him better than your guy Jake Odorizzi, who you have all the trust in the world for.
I don't. What?
You are an Odorizzi stan.
What kind of question is? Would you trade Chaz McCormick for Craig Kimbrel? Of course you would. What kind of question is that?
Yeah, you would. Absolutely. I said yes. I said,
yeah, you hesitated.
Well,
Why weren't sure you were going to pull the trigger?
I want more for him, but okay.
You want more for Chaz McCormick?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. So just okay. The answer is yes. I want more for Chaz McCormick.
What about, would you trade him for Aroldis Chapman? I mean, the Yankees aren't going anywhere. They're fourth
Chapman.
In the AL East. Sorry.
That
Sorry,
dude
Yankees.
Gets raked. Around the yard at Minute Maid. You want that
I know,
guy
I just
here?
I wanted to take a shot at the Yankees. How about Brad Hand from the Nationals? That's
it's been okay to me that this is the this is the fight that took 12 years to make. They've been looking for Brad Hand.
I know.
It's like for forever they've been getting Brad Hand in here. I've heard about Brad Hand now for 17 straight years.
12 years a hand?
Yeah.
That's what it is for you?
That's what it is. Yeah. Can we just finally get Brad Hand? Okay, so but then you get Brad Hand and it's like Mayweather, they're old now, okay? So why didn't you get Brad Hand 7 years ago when you wanted him?
Here's one for you. This is a reliever with 15 saves. He's got a 3.06 ERA. He's got he's given up 5 home runs. He's got 37 strikeouts and 6 walks in 32 innings. Jake McGee. Do you even know who Jake McGee is?
No, never.
Closer for the Giants. Now, the Giants are what we refer to in the business.
The best team in baseball?
So, but are you really going to win, Giants, with your 50 wins?
You even brought up the Cubs. I'm like, look, why would the Cubs think they're out of it?
All these pitchers play for teams that are winning right now.
Yeah.
I mean, except Brad Hand's on a 500-level team for the Nationals.
You need a crappy team. Go find a crappy team.
It's hard to find one where, well, I'm looking at the best numbers for WHIP. Yeah, that is what you're going to have to search out.
The Nationals are only 3 games behind the Mets.
But it's Chaz McCormick. Like, why would you not give up your closer for Chaz if you got 50 wins? You have a chance to really bolster your... Well, the fact is, you're not getting a closer. Presley's going to be your closer.
Yeah. No, Presley's your closer.
You're just getting an arm.
There's nothing you can do about it.
You're just going to get an arm.
There's really nothing you can do about it. So, Presley's your closer. Go get some help. How about Baez? Wouldn't that be fun? If you actually got a guy you paid this offseason, wouldn't that be great?
What would the Astros know about that? The Verlander? They like paying guys not to pitch.
Yeah. It's what they do.
It's part of the formula.
It's actually what they do. They pay guys not to pitch for them. Yeah. So, what are you playing this game for? Nothing has happened. We heard. Is James Click alive?
I found him. I found our guy.
Is James Click alive?
I found our guy, Richard Rodriguez. Pittsburgh. He's a Pittsburgh Pirate. 6'4", 220. Right hander. He's 31 years old. He's got a 1.78 ERA, 10 saves. He's got a WHIP of 0.69. I don't know what the spin rate looks like. And his strikeouts and his pitch is not, it's not phenomenal. He's only given up one home run in 30 and a third innings right now. But what do the Pirates need this guy for?
They don't need him.
He's 31.
They don't need him. No, the Pirates suck. Beat it. Come on over.
He's not the power. He doesn't have the power numbers. He has been in the league 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Career ERA of 3.15. Career WHIP of 1.12. Like he's got some talent. It wouldn't shock me if others are looking at him as well, though. But yeah, for a Chaz McCormick, is that even a good deal? Are you maybe giving up too much? This guy isn't a real close. I mean, he's 31. It's not you're not getting Craig Kimbrell. And I understand that McCormick for Kimbrell might not be a real it would take more for the Astros. But McCormick has pop. Real pop. He has real pop. He's still pretty young. He does have some ability in the outfield to play multiple positions. I wonder what McCormick's value is on the open market. He's a guy who does hit with power, though. I mean, he can play corner field position with power. That has value. I wonder what the value would be relative to a closer.
They're
like apples and oranges in terms of I don't know what the value structure looks like. Young power hitter.
Yeah,
I guess we're going to call him a power hitter.
He's 26. I don't know how young he is.
Still got plenty of time, and you still got him under control.
Because he didn't
what?
Come up until...
You still got him under control for years.
To be a fourth or fifth outfielder?
No, he could be... You don't know if he can... Look at his RBIs and how he's come... Listen, he's a top five guy in number of at-bats, home run per at-bat in the league.
Mm-hmm. And what...
Although Kyle Schwarber is really crushing...
So a 31-year-old Richard Rodriguez from the Dominican, a 31-year-old Richard Rodriguez, the right-hand pitcher... signed for $1.7 million during the for arbitration. 2 years of arbitration left, and undrafted, and then he
done.
He's a UFA by age 34.
I'll take
done, him. Right? I would do that deal.
Done.
I don't have any scouting reports on him. I don't know what his spin rate is. But that's the kind of deal you look for. Probably an older pitcher who, when I say older, in his 30s, who, you know, the Pirates aren't banking on him to do anything. They're a bad baseball team. He's relatively inexpensive. Club control for 2 more years after this year. This is going to be the type of trade that the Astros probably look for. More than Brad Hand, more than Craig Kimbrell.
Bear Clan asks, is Rodriguez even an upgrade over Presley? No.
No, it's just
another
arm.
He's an upgrade over Raley. He's an upgrade over Stanek. He's an upgrade over Robel Garcia.
We're not looking
who are your relievers
we're
now.
Not looking for a closer. No, Robel Garcia is not your reliever.
Well, he's,
he got in yesterday. Stop sneaking him into the bullpen.
Stop sneaking him into the bullpen.
No, but what he is another good arm. It's not that you're trying to find. Look, Kimbrell would be your closer. A guy like Richard Rodriguez is an arm.
He's an eighth inning
he's
guy.
An accomplished and then Presley reliever. Yeah, he's an accomplished reliever who's yes. better than Stanek.
Or he might be your closer when Presley can't close. You got options as opposed to now, which
absolutely.
You got no options.
You got no options.
You want to add arms. 914 ESPN 97. Oh, Gilbert's here. And what do other people in the NBA think the Rockets should do with the number 2 pick?
By the way, continue to listen. When you hear the word shiesty, either this hour or the next, be the third caller. Shiesty. Third caller.
I just heard
you're
going
to win the,
but no.
The next time you hear that word,
okay.
You are going to win the barbecue pack from Pete's Fine Meats. Make sure you can use it this weekend. You got to pick it up Friday or Saturday. And it's 4th of July pack. It's 2 chickens. If you can't use it now, you can get a hold of Michael. I'm sure he would save it for you for another weekend.
Yeah.
If for some reason you can't, it's a brisket, 2 chickens, and a rack of ribs. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
But that's the word.
Unfortunately, listening online can't get it.
I don't care about them.
Oh, wow.
This is for the listeners of the Arbitron Rated
Radio. I love you guys, apparently.
This is for Arbitron Rated Radio.
Oh, you can't even talk about that. So let's take a break, and why don't you talk now
about
TGS Insurance.
That's something for the kids right there. You say, well, I'm a new homeowner. I got to get homeowners insurance. I better go with this big company or that big company. That's fine. Just so you know that the big companies a lot of times are using the same underwriters that you have direct access to through PGS or TGSinsurance.com. And you also need to know that you need competitive rates. You need to shop around. Don't just go with one. Find out the best rates. And one of the best ways to do that, the easiest ways, is get a company that aggregates. And what TGS Insurance does is they will take your phone number. You text the word money to 232323. You will get a text back that says what's your address. You give it to them within a matter of seconds. You are going to have a firm quote that comes from a substantial group of A-rated insurances that are battling for your business. So you're going to have prices, frankly, that are competitive rates, and you get A-rated insurance, and that's the key. Text the word money to 232323. It's open to anyone. You have 2 houses, you have an RV, you have extra jewelry or a safe full of guns. I don't know what it is that you want to get insured, but they are there to insure you at competitive rates at tgsinsurance.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit hrp.net today. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 919 ESPN 97.5, 7380-3776.
Some media members are getting, Deshaun's blocking certain media members, I guess.
Not me.
I just
me and Deshaun are boys. I never make stupid Deshaun jokes, that's for sure.
Yeah, every time you hear the word massage, you don't always...
Ooh, you get tingly with a little towel.
He has not been on social media. Well, he's not posted anything since that March, that ill-fated.
What did he post on March 16th?
That ill-fated notes post, like, apparently a lawsuit has been filed against me.
No.
I've not yet seen this complaint, but I know this. I've never treated anyone with anything other than the utmost respect. That's on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instagram, he's not necessarily posted anything, but he's had the stories where he's been out and about. And stuff. Okay.
Yeah, and he did post him working out, remember?
That video.
Didn't he have little shorts on?
That video, I think, was a story as well, I believe, because it's not up on a post. I think it was just an Instagram story, and people captured it of him working out. Look, he was working out.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
I guess. I don't know.
And no, this is not this year's version of the Killer Bees with Brooks Raley, Brandon Bielak, and Blake Taylor. This is not the Killer Bees. We're not doing it again with this bullpen. They're not
Bees. They're killing you.
Well, yeah, they're killing you. That's true. Hold on. Let me try. Wait, Aroldis. No, Perez. That's not a B in there. Ralph Garza. Nope. Robel Garcia. No.
Robel.
We're not going to count him in the bullpen. He's really. Not. Just because he made one appearance.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to count him.
I hope he's not.
Josh James isn't even here.
Regular.
Pedro Baez? We could be Killer B when Pedro Baez comes back. We could maybe.
Do some. He's dead, so he's already a
he
Killer
made
B.
A bullpen. He did a bullpen thing a couple. I think yesterday they were talking about
it.
He had a session. I don't know what that means for his future as far as pitching soon for the Astros.
Yeah.
If well, Robel, Ryan, and Ralph, what alliteration can we do for the R's? I don't think I want John thinking of it. No, I don't think the Roughnecks want to be associated with those three.
I don't think
three.
They do.
No.
Oh, no, we don't want to do our words. Let's get Gilbert in here. What's up, Gilbert?
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen with the Astros.
You did?
Going to be on a slump anyway, you know.
Yeah. You knew that
I know.
Yeah.
I think they'll win tonight, but they'll be get swept by Cleveland over the weekend.
What? Why do you think?
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Hold on. You said you're going to get swept by Cleveland, but you will win today.
Yeah, they'll win today, but they'll get swept by Cleveland over the weekend anyway.
Oh. That's
they're tough. A slump right now anyway, don't you see?
Yeah. No, you're right. No.
Don't you see? You know, 13-3.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous anyway, you know.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, I know, anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You watch it?
Yeah, and. Well, the draft will be tonight or what? The draft. The
baseball draft NBA is draft. July 11th through the 13th.
The NBA draft.
The NBA draft or the baseball draft?
NBA draft.
What's the date on NBA
the
draft?
The 29th of July.
NBA draft is going to be.
The NBA draft.
29th of July.
July 29th?
Yep. It's about a month away, Gilbert.
Yeah, 1 month, Gilbert.
You got a baseball draft first, Gilbert. You're going to have to
get through.
You
don't care about that anyway.
No first-round pick for the Astros. So, yeah, NBA draft is the 29th. Have always wondered this. Your power ratings for your favorite Houston teams, Rockets, Astros, and Texans, how do you rank them, 1, 2, and 3? Like your favorite, then your second favorite, and your third favorite, I guess.
I picked the Texans and the Astros.
So
and then
Texans
the Rockets?
Your favorite, then the Astros, and then the Rockets.
Why you don't like the Rockets?
Yeah. I don't like the Rockets no more. They let Bill Worrell go anyway.
Yeah,
retired.
I could. Oh, they let Bill Worrell go. Bill Worrell actually retired.
They didn't let him go.
They did let him go.
I mean, they didn't force him to stay, yes.
That's what I'm saying anyway, you know.
They what?
They let Matt Bullard go off.
Yeah, they did let Matt
Bullard do that.
Now, did you turn on Wendy Granato on ABC when Sheriff Fryer and Dave Ward and all those people aren't doing
well?
They're
Wendy
not there
didn't
anymore?
Have anything to do with
well,
a lot
but
of that.
He could still turn on them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The Rockets didn't have anything to do
Sheriff
with
Fryer
Bill Worrell.
You know that.
Huh?
Sheriff Fryer worked for KTRH Radio
okay.
now. Anyway.
That's my fault for bringing her up.
It really is.
It really is. No,
hey,
that's
John,
all.
What happened to Sam Malone? Where's he at now?
Sam Malone
from the FM radio.
Yeah, you know
93Q.
I used
whatever?
To see him. He lived in Bel Air. His son played baseball for Bel Air Little League, and his son played. I think he played college ball too.
I don't know what happened to Sam Malone,
but I don't honestly. Know. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Jennifer
Gilbert.
Rain is an She's not an Instagram influencer.
Yeah,
Del,
she is.
I mean, Gilbert. She's an Instagram influencer.
Hey, Gilbert. Yeah. Sam Malone's now on 1070 AM radio in Houston.
Where?
1070 AM in Houston.
Here?
Yes, the show's going on right now.
See ya.
1070,
hello,
Gilbert.
Sam Malone, what station is on?
AM 1070.
Oh, it's on now.
Yeah.
If you're
I like Sam. Sam's a good guy.
Gilbert, if you like,
give him a phone number.
Gilbert, if you like intelligent conservative talk, you can go to 1070 and listen to Sam Malone. Right now.
All right, talk to you later.
Oh, well, there it is.
There it is.
Keep those egg rolls frying.
Keep those egg rolls frying. Attaboy,
keep
Gilbert.
Those egg rolls frying. Attaboy, Gilbert. So, Del, why do you think Gilbert likes the Rockets least?
Well, you told him. Did he tell us?
He didn't say it.
They let go of Bill Worrell and Matt Bullard.
Do you think that's an accurate assessment?
Look, the man is an ultimate liar, so I don't know if that's true. But he said what he said, so I'm going to take him at his word until he says something different the next time. I think he was a big fan of the Astros in the mid-90s. Those Astro teams, the mid-90s, late 90s.
Yeah.
You look at that team.
That makeup.
Yeah, the makeup of that team. I think Gilbert loved that team. He's a little.
But he's a Texan fan. Of course.
They got helmets on.
They got helmets on, yeah. Can't really see him.
Yeah, and football always trumps all. We know that.
Right. If one team was to steal his bike, which team would it be?
No. Nope. Now go get me to say it. You can say it if you so choose, but not me.
Asking you if you know which team would steal Gilbert's bike.
It's not of what team would steal his bike. It's what team he would accuse of stealing his bike.
Okay, right.
And we know the answer.
which team would Gilbert think stole his bike?
We know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, what's Kevin Porter Jr. doing? That's what Gilbert would say.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin Porter Jr., he stole my bike.
He hasn't turned on the Texans. That's still his team. I would have thought the Astros were his team.
Yeah. So, speaking of the Rockets, apparently other teams believe that it's going to be Jalen Green over Evan Mobley for the number two pick overall. This is a story that is come. Adam Wells wrote it for Bleacher Report. And he says other teams feel he has the type of superstar upside that Houston's roster lacks. The California native averaged 17.9 points on 46.1% shooting, 36.5 from three, and 4.1 rebounds per game in 15 starts for the G League Ignite. He's got the kind of, and I would agree, shot creation, playmaking ability, those are, this is per ESPN's Jonathan Givony.
Yeah.
Those are coveted in the NBA today. To create your own shot.
So the same guy, my good friend of mine, Rodney Williams, who is a former college basketball player, now an NFL agent. So Rod and I grew up together, played ball together, and we talked ball together. And he's the one who made a pretty salient point where he was upset when Clint Capella got the deal. He said, you can find rim protectors and lob catchers for a lot cheaper. This is a stupid deal. I'm like, Rod, you got to take care of guys who are playing well. Capella's coming off, blah, blah, blah. He's like, that is a position that you can find. And I think he ended up being right about that. I think he actually is right. I think that was not great value if you really look at it that way. His argument for Mobley, we were talking about this very thing yesterday. Shout out to Craig B. also, if you're listening. Because it started with him and another guy were having an argument about Green versus Mobley. And Craig was on the side of Green. Rodney was on the side of Mobley. So he looped me into the conversation. And his point is, skilled big men are hard to find in the NBA. They have more value. You can find, he goes, if you look around the NBA, go look at all the guards that can get you 20. He said the Rockets have them, like Kevin Porter Jr. It's not hard to find a guard who can get 20. Why wouldn't you just go get a skilled big? And even if you want to try to move Christian Wood, you could move Christian Wood, he said, but skilled big men are way harder to find than – he just thinks that commodity is more valuable than the commodity of a 20-point-per-game guard, explosive player, and, frankly, ticket seller, potentially. He just thinks skilled big man. And when you think about it, the 19-year-old big man is always going to grow bigger. Like there are, even if Evan Mobley is thin, look at Clint Capela now. Clint Capela used to be thin, and Clint Capella's got some girth on him now. He's got some size. He's grown into his frame. And some of that is projection. Some people have frames you can grow into, and some don't. So the Rockets, from a biophysical standpoint and sports science standpoint, would have to check that. But do bone density scans. There's different ways you can do that. But he makes a pretty interesting point. You know, there is some replication. Basically, if you say you're going green, then you're basically saying Kevin Porter's probably going to have to go at some point soon. Because that's not... I don't think Porter's going to be able to play with another guy that's getting – you want Green to get the touches. You want Green to be the primary guy. He didn't like Jalen – I brought up Jalen Suggs. He's like, Suggs is just not a – he is Chauncey Billups. He's a good player, but he's not a great player. He's not a great
– I wouldn't mind having Chauncey.
He's a guy who's solid. Billups. No, he's like – you know, he's a guy who's solid, but he's not going to be great. Now, my thing is his intangibles are really, really good, but his intangibles probably might have more value on a team that – is at least a little further along than the Rockets. This was an interesting topic he also brought up. He said, I would take Ben Simmons in a heartbeat. He said, especially if you could get rid of John Wall. And here's why. Ben Simmons, and he would rather play Ben Simmons as a four, as a small four.
Yeah, that's something. He can't have the ball in his hand.
As a small four playing Ben Simmons. But he can play point forward if you need him to.
Yeah.
And you know, the more I thought about it.
I've heard that argument before.
Now, you are stuck with his deal for 4 years.
Yeah.
That's just it.
At big money.
You got 4 more years with escalating
Apparently,
money.
Minnesota is hot on his tail.
They'd be looking to trade D'Angelo or something?
I don't know. I don't know what the trade is, but apparently I saw a story that said Minnesota really wants to trade.
Okay. What if this is the deal? What if Minnesota sent somebody over to the Sixers? Sixers sent you? No. Because, Ben Simmons has to go the other way. Okay. Would you do this? You take Ben Simmons. You were talking about 30, 33, 37, and 40 in that neighborhood over the next 4 years. Would you take on Ben Simmons if you could get rid of John Wall? And now, I don't think Daryl Morey.
Yes.
John's got – does John have two years or three years left, Dell?
It's two.
Okay. Would Daryl do a deal like that if he could take on – if you gave him John Wall, you may have to give him a pick too? Maybe you're back into the first, but Daryl hates picks. He probably wants to give you a pick.
The thing with the Philly, you have to – everything has to be on – we have to win a title. And it's
John Wall doesn't help you do that.
He doesn't win – doesn't help you.
Well, that's why, to me, I thought it was more like Sixers send Simmons to Houston. Houston sends Wall's contract to somebody else for whatever reason. And maybe the Sixers take on some contract but a talented young player too.
If you're the Rockets or any team who has interest in Ben Simmons, if he would agree to be a Draymond type figure and not a consistent I gotta have the ball in my hands guy, maybe you have something there. Draymond makes so many plays on that short roll. He's a good decision maker passing the basketball. I think that would work for Ben Simmons, but Ben Simmons doesn't seem like a guy who's looking to adapt his game at all. Like, if you're like, hey, we're going to put you in a pick and roll, you make decisions on the roll, you find our shooters, I think that would work for Ben Simmons. And if they don't leave our shooters, then you can go down the lane and get a dunk or a layup. You can finish at the rim.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to do that, and that's a problem he improves his game.
I like about him, but at the same time, you know, I want a guy with more, like a more shiesty player with more edge to him than a guy like Ben Simmons who looks scared and huddled. You know what he looked like? One of those. I'm watching Black Summer, by the way, and there's caller number one, caller number two.
On Netflix?
Attaboy, attaboy, guys. Yeah, I'm watching Black Summer, a zombie movie from Netflix. LeShane told me to watch it.
It's shiesty.
It's shiesty. Let me tell you, those zombies, you know, the zombies kind of are slow. When zombies run at you as fast as they can, it's a whole different game.
Yeah.
Sprinting zombies?
When are slow? Where did you see slow zombies?
Fear or Walking Dead, they're not the fastest zombies, right?
Oh, my God. But what about...
Well, 28 Days Later, those were fast zombies.
Yeah. And the one with Will Smith, weren't they?
Yeah.
Crazy fast zombies?
Yeah. Isn't Walking Dead, isn't that slower zombies?
Yeah, they're more...
they're more lethargic.
Yeah, you're watching... Are you watching season one or season two of
Black
Summer?
I'm on two now.
Okay, that's a more introspective season where there's a lot of conversation between the characters, and then there's obviously the zombie stuff is going on, but it's a lot of stuff, what you did to me in season one.
Oh,
coming
yeah.
back to play. In
see if you
two.
Kill. See if you kill some. If someone dies, they become a zombie. So I don't know what the hell happened in this world.
Just it's that same way in Walking Dead. They're
same
all zombies.
Way in Game of Thrones.
Huh?
Well, no, you have to raise those guys from the dead yeah. with their powers. But in
this one, if you die any kind of way in a car wreck, you become a zombie.
Walking Dead is the same way.
Everybody? So then you got to kill. Then you got to shoot them in the head and kill them again.
Uh-oh. Well, The Walking Dead is the same way. Everyone's a zombie.
How about this? How about we take a break? Because this is shiesty right now.
We already gave away the
thing. Oh, that's right. We already gave it away. Thank you to Michael at Pete's Fine Meats. We gave away a
tomorrow
fourth
we got another one.
Another one. Another one.
Barbecue
right
pack. Ribs, a slab of ribs, two chickens, and a brisket.
Ooh.
If you got skills, you'll do something with it.
All right. We're going to take a break right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. All of the lights in here, baby.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:38 on ESPN 97.5. 7370-3776 is the number.
We got a winner, so you don't
yeah,
need to.
We got a winner.
Just take that information down, and we will tell you how to pick up your... I'll get a hold of you later. You're going to have a Michael wanted to give away the barbecue pack, and yeah. you can still go buy it yourself if you want to over at Pete's Fine Meats.
So we had the conversation, was it earlier this week, I think, or it was last week. Forrest called in and brought up the transgender athlete thing and how it's unfair, and maybe the women who are competing against a transgender athlete should just not compete and just say, we're not going to do this. I don't know that that's going to happen. But we have a new issue that we shall see how this turns out. But apparently Nevada had their Miss Teen Nevada competition. And Cataluna Enriquez won the competition and is the first Miss Teen transgender winner.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is there an did she have an unfair advantage?
How so?
Well,
how so? Explain yeah, to me.
I'd say I'd like to hear this, but I don't know if I do want to hear this.
I just is should she be able to compete against
who?
Women who were
against teenage girls?
Teenage girls who were teenage
who
were born girls.
What would be the disadvantage for them in this pageant?
Okay, I'm out.
No, he said
no, but
she
I
be
just
able...
realized you're letting him go down this road, so I better just. Check
I'm trying to figure out why he thinks the girls who were born girls were at a disadvantage.
I don't know, Cataluna. Actually, I don't
what.
I'm afraid that she had some kind of unfair advantage.
What would that be in a pageant? What?
Did you compete against her?
No. I'm,
no.
Well, you...
Do you feel...
You're hypothesizing. I'm trying to figure out what would it be since you think they may have been at a disadvantage.
Well,
what
she must have been a pretty boy.
Well, you can... I'm looking at a picture of her right now.
Yeah.
So you... But you think a pretty boy is at an advantage over a pretty... Well, she's a pretty girl now.
Yes.
But why would she be at an advantage?
I don't know. All I'm hearing is transgender. It's an unfair advantage.
Well, in athletic,
I'm just worried that we've got an unfair advantage here.
I don't think you're worried about it at all because you don't even. Because first of all, it's a pageant. Why would you care? And secondly, you don't have any explanation for why those girls would be at a disadvantage.
Yeah, it just seems like it's unfair. That's to me. That's all.
Why?
I don't know. Have you ever tried to compete in a pageant?
No.
Against a transgender?
I've never had to compete in a pageant.
Well, there you go. So you don't know.
But you believe there is, so I'm trying to figure out why.
I'm just saying, the girls who competed are probably like,
don't speak for those women. You don't know.
I don't know. Exactly. You don't know either. You don't know what they're saying. You're probably saying.
It's very hard for someone.
That was unfair.
But they haven't said that. We haven't seen them say that or heard them say that.
He should have been.
She.
She should have been competing for the boys.
There is
title.
No Miss Teen USA boys Mr. title. Teen. There's no Mr. Teen USA.
Well, why you got to come
hey,
over
Lance,
here?
Hey, you can't abdicate from the show when he's doing this
why
stuff.
Why you got to come over here?
You can't abdicate your spot as a host while John's doing this, Lance. You have to be involved.
No, I'm not. I don't have to be involved with this. I just keep looking at Trevor Bauer outrage and stuff like that.
No, you have to.
Why would I get involved with this? Yeah. That's not my business.
I'm just saying.
It is your business. I'm happy we're to another break.
It's this show.
You push this show in that direction. This is on you.
I didn't push anything.
Here's some other topics that might interest you. This is like YouTube. Now you've got other topics right there showing up
he
on your side.
He can't simply talk to himself.
Why did I watch that video? Now I'm going to be forced to have these things thrown at me.
Because you won't talk to him. I got to do it. He can't just spit that out there and talk to himself for 4 minutes.
If you don't say it, nothing will happen.
I just asked him a question.
You just brought Beetlejuice to the table.
And nothing happened. He didn't say anything offensive. He just said those girls should be at disadvantage, but he has no reasons why.
I'm just worried that there was a disadvantage there.
I don't believe you when you say you're worried.
Yeah, something tells me that's not accurate.
Let's keep it fair. That's all I'm saying.
Do you have an explanation of why it's unfair?
It's unfair. It's just an unfair
advantage.
Yeah,
you really should stop pushing down.
No, I want to hear.
He's trying to get you fired, John.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to hear.
Him get you fired.
No.
I want to know.
I just heard.
What struck
I'm just
him.
Say, come get I just your heard. Mans.
I'm
okay. Wendy, get your mans.
I've been hearing this. I've been hearing this about what? Transgender athletes. So
it's not an athletic.
I'm pretty sure it. Oh, the swimsuit competition isn't.
They make teenage girls get in swimsuits?
I don't know about it. You don't know
he
about it.
He just keeps saying stuff. You don't know.
No, to say he doesn't know is accurate.
Time to talk about Absolute Marble and Granite. That's my guy. That segment's over. When we come back. Oh, there's a lot of stuff we haven't talked. We haven't talked about Serena. That was that, and not only her. Did you see everybody slipping over there? That was bad. You know who's not slipping? Jeff Aronoff. He's doing it right. He's doing it right every single day. He's out there. He's out there hustling. He's out there moving. He's out there putting in, doing big work, big work. And he wants me to emphasize too. As I talk to him, he says, "I like when you emphasize it's big work. We ain't putting in a couple of tiles that have broken in your bathtub. No, that's not what we do. We put in entire bathrooms, put in entire outdoor patios, put in entire kitchens, put in entire. He's looked at how about this playroom? You know what we can do? We can make countertops and drawers and all of this stuff that will keep this playroom nice for your kids. Do you have a playroom that you're like, oh, this is not acceptable because it's just not functional for the kids? Well, Jeff Aronoff can make it functional. This is what he does every single day, and he'll do it for you. You got a big job. You want to put in that outdoor kitchen or patio. You want to put in that pool. You want to put in whatever it is, entire kitchens and more. All you got to do is give him a call. Let him come. Give you that estimate. He'll design it with you for you. And if you and trust me, you don't do this every day. He does. He knows what to do. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I haven't heard grinding of Pharrell joint as the producer, at least. Big time for people who find who are interested in hip-hop. The Evolution of Hip-Hop, which is documented on Netflix, they've got a season where it just primarily focuses on producers, which I thought was unbelievable, with all the different producers, and obviously Timbaland, Pharrell. You actually had Lil Jon. I didn't realize he was like, that's his thing.
Yeah, and his ad libs, that okay thing, sure, but
yeah, they went through, they had about five different ones that they focused on, and it was a really, really good. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out on Netflix. 9:48 here on the bench. The Astros lost yesterday. It's the old proverbial long season. It's just that the Orioles, that's not how I expected this streak. I didn't expect this run to end with a double bubble of Detroit and the Orioles. But then again, as you've mentioned before, John, they play to the level of competition. I know people like to think that's not the case, but here it is the case again in two straight series. Now the Astros try to avoid the sweep as you've got Luis Garcia going for the Houston Astros against Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey, you may remember Matt Harvey was once a celebrated pitcher, one of the potential new kings of New York when he was a Met, and then he just went completely in the toilet. And now he's got a 1.7 whip with a 7+ ERA, and he's 3-9 this year. Like, it's really, really been rough for Matt Harvey. If you don't rough up Matt Harvey, if you don't jump on him and throw some runs on him with your offense, even though you're like, then that means you're officially all of a sudden in some kind of weird little offensive slump. Now, they have been getting on base and getting hits. They just have been leaving them on base. 25 men left on base over the last two games.
They hit 9 and 10 walks the last two games. They couldn't get anybody home.
The plate discipline's still there. They just are not. I mean, and that's the difference, John, between scoring 3 runs. Well, I mean, you had 7 the game before, but having 3 runs or having 7 runs or 8 runs, the difference is before they were just getting clutch hits. Guys were getting base knocks. They were stringing together hits. Once you got on base, you were getting knocked home. This time, guys are staying on base. Being left on base. They're getting on base. I'm telling you, they will crush. They will crush the Orioles today. And then, as Gilbert said, they'll beat the Orioles. And then he said, get swept by the Cleveland Indians.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't like that part.
No,
but you Gilbert's need got to getting reignite, swept this weekend. You need to reignite some momentum headed into the All-Star.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And well, you got the A's and the Yankees coming into town. So, no, you better start playing better baseball when they get here.
No, good team.
Of course, they turn it on.
No, they're good teams.
They're good
teams. Well, Yankees aren't a good team technically, but,
yeah, but they're a good team. And don't forget all of the giveaways from the 2019 playoffs.
If you're going to stick them with all the giveaway stuff, you need to play better baseball.
When they announced that, the Astros were kicking ass in the end. They were feeling good about it. And now they're probably.
What are some of the giveaways they've got for the Yankees?
The 2019 ALCS ring.
Yep. Where they beat the Yankees.
Yeah. Altuve giveaway. It's an Altuve giveaway. I forget what bobblehead or
guy
whatever.
Guy accused of wearing a buzzer.
Yep. Yep. And don't forget the F. Altuve chance.
Uh-huh.
So we're getting behind our guy here. And then some. The ALCS trophy will be one of the giveaways.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you got the year that you beat the Yankees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2019. And we were in New York watching a game in a bar with the fans, and it wasn't too bad, actually. The fans weren't too crazy. We didn't have Astro stuff on.
No, we didn't have any Astro stuff on, but we were watching. Yeah, we lost that game, right?
No, they won that game.
Oh, that's right, they won that game.
Yeah,
so
that was a Greinke start.
It was a Greinke start. He went like 4 1/3, 4 2/3.
We flew all the way to New York to go watch the game.
I was actually
in a bar, and then
I was
came
at
back.
The game. Y'all couldn't get your. You couldn't get your media pass, so I left the game in like the fifth inning to come watch the end of it with you guys.
Yeah. Me and Raheel flew there just to sit in a bar and watch it, and then flew back the next day.
Yeah, that was
great.
John, what do you know? What do you know about the German national team?
The coach likes to stick his hand down his butt and then sniff it.
Well, he did something like that again yesterday.
No, he did not.
He went to his nose, got a little on the inside, then licked his finger.
No, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He's gross.
Yes, he did.
That dude is just gross. Isn't he done now? They lost.
Yes.
He probably is. I'm looking at the picture. He scratches a little bit, and then he doesn't like go full into the nostril, but he like grazes it, and then he's like, "Let me lick and see if I pulled anything out of there."
Oh God. He's gross.
Yeah.
He sticks his hand under his armpit and then smells it. Then he sticks his hand in his butt and smells it. He's gross.
And his team lost to England 2-0.
And he's not. He's got a Mark Davis haircut thing going on.
It's not as bad as Mark's, but it could be better. It could be better.
It's a bowl on the head.
Yeah, it's not great. It's got a very Beatles 70s feel thing going.
And he's just gross.
Yeah. Of all people, Michelle Beadle had it, and it's her last post. She called it protein. But the dude is just, he's just got a thing. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
That's not a thing to do
in a public place? Where cameras are on
where
you?
Where all the cameras are on you. And they caught him again.
Look. Throughout the game match, I saw him like going to his nose, but I didn't see him lick his fingers once. I didn't catch this one, but yeah, he's just like, yeah, see what that tastes like. I'm like, come on, man. He's your favorite.
He's the best. I just love watching him. Just stick his finger down his butt and smell it.
The worst.
That was the worst one. 9:54, almost done. Have you seen the trailer for The Many Saints of Newark?
No.
It's the prelude to The Sopranos?
No.
Yeah.
John Barenthal's in it?
Yeah, it drops in the fall.
Shane from The Walking Dead, John Barenthal.
Okay.
Played the Punisher on
Netflix. Yeah. He's always a bad guy and everything.
No, there's some good actors in it.
Yeah, they got a good cast.
He was on Shot Caller, too. He was a bad guy in Shot Caller. Prison movie.
You look it up. It's pretty good. And the kid walks like James Gandolfini.
Well, he should. Isn't he his son?
It's his kid, yeah.
Yeah, Michael.
Michael
Gandolfini.
He walks. I mean, he is young James Gandolfini.
Vera Farmiga's in it. She's playing Livia Soprano. You got a young Polly Walnuts. You're going to be like, really? This guy's Polly Walnuts? I guess they're going to make him look like him, but what he actually looks like, his last name is Magnuson. That's the guy playing Polly Walnuts.
Well, yeah, but a Van Zant was in it too, so
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so as long as you look, you can look Italian.
They can make you look it.
They can make
Ray Liotta's in it.
Yeah,
Joey Diaz.
It's gonna be. It looked pretty good. It's how Tony started, and Uncle Junior. I mean, he said. I think he said Uncle Vic. Was it Uncle?
Oh, the dude from the dude who. Who Francis, you know, killed in the, what's the name of the show? House of Cards is Junior.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The congressman who had the drug alcohol problem.
Yeah.
Who they
eventually. Oh, that's Junior?
He's playing Junior. Yeah.
But they ended up getting him. He got himself clean and they ended up getting him
back
in trouble again. Yeah. Bad. The two of them.
Yeah, we're bad.
The two of them. House of Cards, man.
It was good for a while. By the way, your boy, J.R.R. Martin, is going to change the ending.
George.
I call him J.R.R. Tolkien. George R.R.
He's going to change the ending of what? Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Yep. To do his own ending?
Well, yes, since he's the writer of it. He should have done it
along. He's not letting HBO decide. I guess I got to write it to where that stupid Bran gets his thing. I mean, I wanted him to die years ago.
Yeah.
He mentioned that he was upset. He's upset that he let them get ahead. Well, yeah, do your job.
Well, he's just been
stop being editing anthologies that no one cares about. Write the book that everyone cares about, dummy. Not only he hasn't written a book in like 10 years.
Why should he?
Because people want to see
him.
He's eating.
He's living his best life. Good. He's eating and drinking.
Well,
he's a celebrity.
He goes,
it's the best tables.
But it's your life's work, the one that's going to make you. Well, you're already famous.
Just let HBO do the work.
No, and look what they did.
And collect the money.
Yeah, now he's upset because, you know, the legacy of his work could be ruined because of that ending. No one even talks about this show anymore. Well, like you mentioned The Wire in a break, Lance, mentioning Carchetti, by the way, who was in Game of Thrones too. But no one talks about Game of Thrones anymore. Because of how bad the final season was.
You think that's why?
Yes. It ended so poorly, people don't even want to talk about it.
I think even if it ended, I don't think they were going. Once you're on to the next
thing. Nah.
We're on to the next society anyway.
People still talk about The Wire. It's still part of your lexicon.
Gilbert's off the rock. He's like, I don't care. Gilbert's off the
rock. Gilbert is like the epitome of what society
works. Although
he did ask
us when the NBA draft was for some reason.
What? If it had a better ending, people would still be talking about it.
You think so?
Of course.
Do you think?
It went from this was is this one of the best shows of all time. To,
it is one of the best shows of all time. It still
is.
Yeah,
but the last season
killed it for people.
By the way, I did not know, and I don't know where I heard this 2 weeks ago, that the ending of The Sopranos, one person, I guess the guy who it was, it's been stated that supposedly you, the viewer, were the one who was shot and killed. That's why it blacked out on you, that you, the viewer, the one who got whacked. But then I guess one of the show creators came back and said, no, Tony gets whacked. Have you heard that before?
No.
Because I thought that theory was interesting, that it's the end of the series, and then it goes black. Like, it just ends.
Yeah, it just ended.
And it's just like, this is what would happen if you got capped, if you got popped.
Oh.
And the viewer's in on it the whole time.
But it
and
was
the viewer's
Tony
whacked,
and
it's
was
over.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're watching the scene, waiting to see what happens, and then, bang, you get whacked.
It was a pretty good ending.
What made people talk,
yeah.
Although it was considered kind of a boring, there's never been an episode that lives up, like, the Seinfeld last episode was terrible, I thought. But
you
Soprano,
the
Sopranos
Friends
was,
last
was
episode
okay.
You loved, though.
The Friends?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't have no idea.
I don't even know.
All right, we're done. You're done anyway.
Jill. Bye, bitch.
Whoa.
Good. Don't care.
Yikes. Wow. You crumb bum. Best. That might be your best drop.
Oh, pulling that? You crumb bum?
You crumb bum? Well, you're not done yet. You got to talk about Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy. So I've got to go.
Underdog.
See, man, I need to get on. I haven't been on today. I usually jump on after I get off the show. But so I might as well pull it up right now. I'm looking at, didn't even realize this won $25 from the other night when we had our head-to-head. Me versus another guy. I don't know who it was. You can play head-to-head matchups. You've got a pick'em game where you can pick, like, Devin Booker, for example, his over-under on points, 28.5. Chris Paul, 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists. DeAndre Ayton. You know, you go up and down the list, and what you do is you pick an over and under, and then you need to stack at least two or more, up to five. And then if you pick five, I'll give you an example. The multiplier is 20 times. So if you pick five players, the over-unders, and you hit all of them, and you made a $10 play, an entry amount of $10, you're going to win $200. Yes, that's going on right now at Underdog Fantasy. You can do that in basketball. They've got baseball. They've got NHL, and they will have the same thing for the NFL. They've got a Rivals, which is a head-to-head section where you can stack it up to five deep and win 20 times. And, of course, you can do daily fantasy or weekend fantasy once football rolls around. So this is a great opportunity for you. It also is something where they have real drafts in their daily fantasy, not one where you just pick salary amounts. It's real drafts. I love it. The promo code is radio. It's radio. $25 cash bonus when you sign up. Terms and conditions apply, but make sure you go to underdogfantasy.com, download the app, and then use promo code radio to get your $25 bonus cash right into Underdog Fantasy.
ESPN 97.5.